The drinking is, I watch people, it's always funny to me, like, you tasting it, you drinking it, why I gotta have one? Is it gonna make it taste better if I have one?
It does. If my friends aren't drinking with me, I'm not drinking. Right. Like, if I'm gotta drink alone, it make me feel like an alcoholic.
But you are, though. So you just don't want to feel like it. I don't mind being an alcoholic, but I don't want to feel like it. I mean...
Welcome to the Sunday Scoop. I'm Callie Scott, and this is Rich. We are the host for tonight. This is the podcast that happens live during the Chocolate Sundays comedy show.
The Sunday Scoop. We're here. And we got Lonnie Crooks in the building.
Hello.
Sorry for putting your whole government name out there. I apologize.
It's okay.
And also joining us at the table for today, we got Malik S.
What's up? I feel a little.
Brother Malik.
I feel like y'all taller than me sitting
there. Sit up straight.
Malik currently plays the role of Trey on CBS's The Neighborhood, on which he's also a producer on. Congrats on that. Coming soon from him and CBS will be the new show that he has written called The Monroes and Tony. He also just toured in Cairo and Egypt. Isn't Cairo in Egypt?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Why is it?
Okay. Somebody, whoever working for you.
Yeah. And he reps his hometown, Wiki Waki, Florida, pretty heavy.
No, I'm from Miami. I don't know where you get that from. Somebody messed it up. Hey, man, it don't matter. I'm here.
Why is Rich acting brand new? I don't understand.
What? Okay, so the point of this was two truths and a lie.
Wait, what's happening?
That's how you're supposed to say it and then say, one of these are clearly a lie.
Wait, so he don't know what the fuck he doing.
Yeah, why are you acting like we didn't just talk about this?
This is a confusing situation that we got here at the top. Okay, so it's two truths and a lie. And that was apparently the lie. Wiki Waki, Florida.
Did you know that was a real city in Florida?
I did not know.
And you're
that.
From Florida.
Well, I'm not from Florida. I'm from Miami.
What yeah. does that mean?
Well, because he also toured in Cairo and in Egypt.
I'm not so. From Florida. Because Florida's yeah. Miami's his own thing. Mm. I never even been to Florida.
You just Miami.
Yeah. I'm from
People
Miami.
From Miami don't claim the rest of Florida.
No.
I ain't never
been to Florida. I can't even tell you what it's like.
You know, when you hear all those weird stories about things happening in Florida, it's usually not Miami. That
makes
sense.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's always in Florida, though. Anything weird happening is always in Florida.
Exactly. No, I wouldn't advise you not to go to Florida. Go to Miami. You can fly straight to Miami. You don't have to connect in Florida.
Did you start doing comedy in Miami?
In Miami, yeah.
Not in Florida.
Not in Florida. But I did shows in Florida before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there. It's cool.
Yeah.
It ain't Miami.
What's the best thing in Miami?
Can you turn my mic
What's the
down?
Best thing in Miami?
Well, it was me, but now I'm here. So.
When did you leave?
2011.
Okay.
For a while, yeah.
You were doing comedy already?
I was doing comedy already, yeah. When I came here before, I think you were here, I guess y'all do the, what is it called?
First impression.
First impression thing. I never did that.
Don't yeah, so that. What was your story?
Because I was already doing comedy.
Okay.
Like Pookie already
first of all,
knew me.
Lots of people are already doing comedy and
but I was
they
good
do first impressions.
Already
yeah.
at that
I
time.
Mean, but how did he know that?
Word of mouth. Like
okay, yeah.
People he trusts.
Okay. Yeah, yeah I mean, we still do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But very few people will, like, vouch for people now,
right,
though.
Right, but it was a different time, too. It was a time where, you know, I don't want to age myself, where if certain.
We know
if,
you all.
If a person vouched for you, you was really that dude. It wasn't, because you're on social media. Mm. It's just because you really good. So it was a different time back then to get that. Now you don't really need that because you can just show your phone and people be like, okay, well, we got to book them.
We don't do that, though.
Yeah,
we don't care about numbers. In fact, sometimes the ones with the most numbers are not funny. Okay. I need something to sip. I need to let me borrow your.
I've seen it time and time and time
you see,
again.
I'm gonna just give me a little sip.
Yeah. Social media numbers does not equal funny.
I mean, we know that, but you know, on the business side of things. Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Like, no, we don't do that.
I'm not one of those comics that'd be like, oh, I'm like, yeah, it's a business. It's ass and seats. So if these people could sell tickets, why not?
No, but that's why. Okay, listen, that is the number one thing I'm most proud of about Chocolate Sundays, and that's what Pookie created back in the day. That's yes. what we don't ever promote
that's
comics.
Great.
People
yeah.
always wonder that.
That's good. For yeah. That's what I like about this room, but I'm just saying overall comedy club business model. Mm-hmm. Not just this night. I'm just saying if you open 6 days a week, mm-hmm. if you got a dude with 3 million followers and 20% of his followers is in that city, hey, why not? I mean, you know what I mean? And I'm a comic saying this because I get the business side of things. I mean, it's all cool. A comedian should be funny, but at the end of the day, a comedy club first is food and drinks. It's a restaurant with entertainment. That's what a comedy club is.
No, I'll tell you why not. I actually made a post about
well,
this a couple
good.
Years
this is
ago.
Good. This, yeah.
Because that's what I think is going to kill comedy. Because I think comedy clubs are booking off social media numbers, like you said, to get the tickets. Mm-hmm. People who don't do stand-up, who are not familiar with going to stand-up, are going to go to clubs, and they're not going to be funny. And they're going to think that stand-up sucks because they're seeing these people who aren't funny on stage.
Well,
so they might get the comic for they might get the business for that night, but those people aren't going to return to shows.
I feel like they will, because it's like if you do based on what you said. But then next week you come back. If you had like a Instagram dude Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you have D-Ray coming on the weekend, people still gonna come on the weekend because D-Ray's a certified real funny comedian that has a big following. So mm-hmm. people still they're not gonna not go see D-Ray because they saw somebody they didn't like. It's just like I don't hate D-Ray though. I'm gonna still go see D-Ray.
But that's assuming that people are going to come back to like the Improv mm-hmm. twice
like
or three times.
For a comedy,
you know what I'm
will.
Saying?
I mean,
you think so? I feel like that's well, an avid comedy
let me
fan.
Tell you, let me tell you one thing I've learned.
Huh.
Maybe Lonnie knows more too from a different perspective. Being one thing about black people, I've learned that black people don't necessarily go see comedy. Like you say, this room does a great job marketing it different, but black people go see a comedian.
Mm.
They don't go see comedy, they go see a comedian. Well, white people. And I'm not trying to generalize, but they just be like, let's go laugh.
Let's go to the comedy
and
store.
As soon as you ask a black person, like, who gonna be there?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
The comedy won't die. Black comedy will die because black people just celebrity whores.
Well, the thing about
you know what
like,
I mean?
Social medians, which is like a whole entire term for
social
like,
medians.
Yeah.
I've
never
heard
that.
Social medians.
It was right there. Damn.
Look, did you trademark that?
I did not.
You should.
Wow.
That's the first time I've heard
it was
that
right
word.
There.
Social media.
You thought it was common knowledge.
Yes, I definitely did.
What?
No.
I would have been using that.
The thing about sorry. Social media is mic. That like there's never a show where there's not other actual like comics there.
Just to support it.
Yeah,
yeah.
So they're going to come to the show. We share these?
Yeah.
Okay. They're going to come to the show and they're going to see the person that they came to see, and then they might suck, but they're going to still stay and do more stuff.
Because it's a whole show.
Yeah, I started doing social media, and there's a respect factor that like you get if you're hanging around real comics, you know?
Right.
So you put in the craft and you put in the work, but there are a lot of people who don't put in the work, you know?
Yeah.
And they fade out in like 3 months, but you get them to do your show, and they
right.
sell you tickets.
They host usually. That's what I've seen now. Those social medians
well,
are the hosts,
yeah.
and then they'll get bangers.
That's
to,
smart, though. I mean, I'm...
Yeah.
But I think that's the biggest thing for black comedy is it's just a celebrity thing. It's not... They don't care about comedy. Like, black people... And it's sad to say that, but, like, most people, they'll buy, let's say, a concert. Mm-hmm. They'll go see Kevin. And it's like, they don't even want to get... all for their money. They literally, if the show started at 8, black people literally would be there at 9:45. Be like, oh, well, Kevin ain't
going on until...
It's like, but why wouldn't you want to see the whole show? Like, it's comedy. And that's why I say they're so celebrity-driven. They purposely don't want to see somebody. It's like they... Somehow that makes them feel like I'm the shit, too. Because I didn't see the Oprah. This is me and Kevin.
Is it about that, or is it just showing
that.
Up late, like, to parties?
No, it's about getting dressed.
No,
because black people come to comedy shows like they're on the show.
But it's not
know,
that.
But I'm saying, but it's not the same as going to a party late and walking in and, like,
but it's
being
all,
cool
but
to show up late.
Okay, so that's the same thing. I'm super cool because it's just me and Kevin. I don't care about that. Like, dude, dude, you're a plumber. I mean, nothing against being a plumber, but like, why are you too good to see the people that open for him? Like, they're comedians too.
And it's a show.
It's a show.
It's a show. It's not like you come and buy tickets to the Nutcracker and then buy, you know.
But I'm telling you, that's how I've seen it from.
Yeah.
I've seen people ask me for tickets when I used to open up for DL, when I was still living in Miami. They ask me for tickets. I give them tickets. Show start at 7 or 8. They know I'm opening for DL. They literally show up at 9:15.
The disrespect.
The disrespect.
Okay, yeah. That is disrespectful from your friends. But is it different than like a concert? Okay, you go to see, you know, Usher, and you go late because you know he's going to have a couple openers, and you're like, I don't want to see.
I feel like maybe I'm being biased. I feel like comedy is different.
You are biased.
I am biased. Because but I feel like comedy is different. I feel like comedy. Okay, you work with comics. If anybody can answer this question better, it's you. You've seen the celebrities. You've seen the babies. You've seen the people on my level. You don't have to be Usher to be great in comedy.
I know, but I would say the same thing about music. There's a lot of people who are great at singing. Right, there's a lot of great singers that are out there that would probably open for Usher, but you're not tripping on seeing them.
No, I would. I would go because I know what it is, what it's like. I would go to see whoever opened. I would never be. I've been an opener. I still open. So I know what it's like. So I would never disrespect an opener. Like, I'm gonna show up 2 hours. Now if it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna purposely be like, I ain't gonna leave it.
Because you're an artist.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I believe people really do that. All right, we don't gotta leave yet. But you ain't even doing nothing. Just nah.
But to Kelly's point, I think it's because you're an artist. I think music and comedy are the same like that. I think people just go for the main act and they know it's going to be a while. Yeah. Just like UFC fights or boxing. You know Mayweather's not going to fight. A fight starts at 6 o'clock and he's fighting at like 10:15. You're right. Like, how many fucking opening cards are there?
But I feel like, I guess my bias is being a comedian, I know that. Like, there's a reason Usher is Usher. There's a reason Chris Brown's Chris Brown. Mm-hmm. I feel like with comedy, it's not like that.
There's a reason R. Kelly's R. Kelly.
Right. But I feel like with comedy, you could be a nobody and be just as a beast. You know that.
But I think because you're a comedian, you're
biased. But you don't think so?
I think that with music, too.
But what I'm saying is you being in this field. Yeah. Haven't you seen a lot of celebrities? You'd be like, he couldn't follow that nobody.
No, yes. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you don't have to be. But I feel like in music, I feel like more talented, deserving people make it to the top than in comedy. I feel like the people that actually make it to the top in music, you'd be like, yeah, okay, obviously.
I get what you're saying.
I feel like with comedy, you'd be like, who? How? How does dude get a special?
So Bad Baby should be like a popular rapper?
What are you talking
about? Coyle Ray and
Okay.
Wait, I think I have an example of what you said. It was a show at Microsoft Theater. It was a Mike Epps show. Mm-hmm. And it was DC Young Fly, Desi Banks, and I forget there was a third person that opened up before, right? I went for the entire show, and DC killed it.
Right.
And then when Mike Epps went on, it was kind of like, you know, just it was a good set.
Right.
But DC brought so much energy during that set that when Mike Epps came on and people started fighting, he was just like, all right, I'm out. Good. But I think with a comedy show, there is the potential where someone who comes on before you could really resonate and, like, rock that audience, rock the crowd.
Right.
Versus, like, a Chris Brown situation. No one's going to outperform Chris Brown ever in a million years.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Chris Brown is Chris Brown.
Yeah.
And you clearly see it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of people that probably had specials, had TV shows, and you like.
Yeah. How?
How? Like...
I don't agree.
Managers and agents.
You never seen a comedian special and was like, how do you get a special? You never.
Oh, no, all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
There's musical artists, too, that have concerts that are selling out arenas that you're like, how are they famous?
But everybody get a one-hit one. I'm not talking about one-hit wonders. I'm talking about people who, you know, bring it.
Yeah.
Like the Chris Browns, the Ushers. I'm talking about people who really, really bring it. You know, like.
Who would you pay all your money to see?
Andre 3000.
Woo! I'm with that. I like that. That's great.
That's my only dream concert.
Have you been? Have you seen him before? No.
Never. But if he ever performed, I'm flying wherever he at to go do it.
Y'all are wealthy because y'all are talking about missing concerts. If I pay, I'm going to the whole thing.
Exactly. Right? That's what I'm saying.
Y'all have money for a long time.
I'm just telling you, it's a black culture thing because black people are celebrity driven.
That's just what it is. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. I mean, I love my people, but black people almost wait for celebrities to tell them what's what. What's hot, what's cool, what to wear. They wait for somebody to tell them, oh, this is cool now. Oh, okay.
I agree with that. I just don't agree that it's comedy specific.
I don't think it is comedy either. But I'm just, we was talking about comedy.
Stuff too.
I know, but I'm thinking we was just talking about comedy. I feel like that's what we, but that's just, we don't have our own thoughts, and it's sad. Like, it's just like, you see grown ass man still sagging. You like, dude, you like, I feel like.
But who's telling him that? What celebrity's telling him that?
No, not celebrity. I'm just saying, it's just regular people, how we such, black people such followers. Like, they praise celebrities. It's almost like you'll see, now lately I be seeing grown ass men and they got 20 year old friends.
That's fact.
That's weird.
Wait, sorry.
You're 38 years old, your friend is 19, 20. How? Mm. Like, that's weird as hell to me. Like,
because, in real life, you're seeing that?
Yes, because the little dude got money.
That's facts. They're buying OGs now.
Yeah, it's like, I could not be. This might sound pretty. I'm not hanging around no 20, 19 year old more successful than me. That's going to make me feel like shit. That's going to make me. It's like, were you in prison, nigga? Why you ain't got what I got?
But I'll tell you this, a social media now, you can get a vouch for that. So, like, you just talking about, like, you know, like a comic that's not, like, that's funnier, but doesn't have as much notoriety. But if they go on the road with a social media and they're able to, like build up their following, they can, like, you know, really put in some work. And now, like, what took them 25 years to do is now taking, like, you know, 8 months.
Yeah.
That's a business relationship, though. That's not a friendship.
I know, but these young kids that make this money, they got to build friendship somewhere.
I'm not one of those comics. I applaud it. I tell them, go get your money, man. Whether you funny or not, go get it while you can. It's a lot of comedians without social media that ain't funny. Why? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know why they only, like, target unfunny social media comedians. There's a lot of regular comedians ain't funny. Like, why only the social media dudes are getting all, like, nah, this nigga ain't funny either.
Yeah.
The 300 followers?
Who?
The 2 million followers. Why are we only targeting the kids that's...
Yeah.
Because that is a skill within itself. I tried the social media thing. It's hard. So I always give respect to them cats. Like, they know how to do it. They studied it. They figured it out. I don't know how to do it. I tried it and I feel stupid. I'd be like, 100 likes? God damn.
It hurts. It hurts.
I'm bombing on social media.
There's a lot of rejection. There's so much rejection.
I'm bombing.
Yeah.
But in real life, on stage, I'm dope. But on social media, I boo.
Because I think in real life, though, it's quicker. Like, you know, if a joke doesn't hit, it's in your face and you can run away from it, right? Yeah. Nobody ever knows about it. Social media, if you have a post and you leave it up there,
dude,
I mean, it doesn't get that traction.
Your stuff is funny, it's though, funny. On social media. You're not bombing.
But they shadow banned me.
Well, yeah, you're not getting it, but because it's consistency.
My stuff doesn't.
That's what it's consistency.
I see somebody with 2 followers got triple the likes and followers. The likes. I'm like, how?
Why do you think you got shadow banned?
I have no.
Because you're black?
I mean, a lot of black people. I don't know what it is. I don't know how they pick and choose.
I heard it's like a racist thing.
And they also told me I can't. Shadow man gets thrown around.
They told me I can't get a. No, if you see the numbers, you can clearly look. You'd be like, oh, yeah, that's not right.
Yeah.
But even with verifying, they told me I don't qualify, but they don't tell you what the qualifications are, though.
I got a plug.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, wait a minute. So I'm on a show, I write on a show. I saw this. I mean, I'm like, and I don't. But then you see somebody who ain't been on. You're like, oh, okay, well,
it's definitely a politics thing. You have to know somebody who works at Instagram,
clearly,
in that space, and then you kind of,
because it ain't bad.
It ain't It's not. Speaking of TV shows, what's the TV money like, man? I see you shining over here. You got the Rolex on. You got the chain on. It's treating you good.
Your style. Yeah, you know what I've been telling you. Your Bruh, style
looking
has
fly.
Been
I'm
different.
Saying, look, TV
I
money.
Had, yeah. I had style before TV money.
So yeah. There is a before and after, is what you're saying.
You weren't wearing bright green matching sweatsuits before TV money.
I always was fresh. That's one thing. I didn't have a lot, but the little bit I had was nice.
Gotcha.
I always believe when I didn't have money that I pick quantity over, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I pick quality over quantity. So I would have nice stuff. It wasn't a lot, but I kept it clean. I wiped my shoes off when I get home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I always had like a I like clothes. I don't smoke, drink, so spend the money somewhere.
Don't smoke or drink?
Nope.
Have you ever?
Nope.
Cool.
Why not? Was it a conscious decision?
Or you just I drank like in high school, just being crazy and foolish. But
so you
I
did
just,
drink?
Yeah, but beer. Not like liquor, you know, but I never really was like a drinker thing like that.
Yeah.
I don't like the feeling. Give me a headache. I got to pee every damn time.
It's easy. It's hard doing comedy not to drink. Well, in my opinion, it's so like accessible. It's so like many people are just like, yeah, you want to drink? You want to drink?
Nah.
You doing the show? You want to drink? Like it's so.
But it's so easy to be like, nah. Look how easy that was.
Oh, I like drink.
Nah.
I like drink. So I like free stuff.
He just called you an alcoholic. Low key.
I like free stuff.
No, so no. But see, that's the thing.
You can't turn down anything free. Just like free
it's not. It's not hard. That's you choosing to do it. It's not a hard. Nobody's like Lonnie. Don't ever tell me, nigga. You don't get a drink, you ain't going up. Like, that would be hard. Nobody's doing that. So how is it hard for me to say no to something I don't do? That's not hard. That's like.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, that's what. So, but so it's not it. Hard for either one of us. Like, you like to do it. I don't. So, you know, they told me I would be drinking 10 years in. I was like, why? Like, I don't want to do it.
But you didn't come into it drinking. So it
no,
was easy.
I didn't come into it drinking. Like, you know, I always just been me. You know, I don't never do what everybody's doing unless I want to do it. I'm not doing it because, oh, this is what everybody's doing now? Like, everybody around me drink and smoke. Everybody.
Yeah.
If you go to any one of these comics right now, if you offer me a drink in front of them, they'll be like, oh, he don't drink. Because it's just not, I'm not going to be like, oh, well, I'm around this group and they drinking, so I guess I'll drink today. No, I don't drink. I don't care if Barack drinking. Nigga, I'm straight.
I would probably take a shower. I would tell you if Barack Obama came up to me and was like, "Rich, you want some tequila shots?" Like, bruh.
But you probably drink.
I dabble.
Yeah,
I go in and out.
But I don't dabble.
You don't dabble.
No, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't. And the whole drinking is. I watch people. It's always funny to me. Like, you tasting it, you drinking it. Why I gotta have one? Like, is it gonna make it taste better if I have one?
It does. If my friends aren't drinking with me, I'm not drinking. Like, it's just like, it's cool. I don't have to have it.
Yeah. Right.
Like, if I'm gotta drink alone, it make me feel like an alcoholic. So,
but you are though. Because you just don't want to feel like it. You rather just be it, but don't feel like
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you just gotta be comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't mind being an alcoholic, but I don't want to feel like it.
I mean, it's like anything social. Like going out to eat. Like going out to eat with someone who's like a vegan or just eat super healthy
oh,
and you
want
to go eat like good food, you
right.
know? It's like, why are we even here?
Nah.
I don't want to do this.
I definitely eat vegan food with my vegan friends and like regular food.
Yeah, I eat vegan food.
I eat steaks in front of my vegan friends.
Yeah.
I don't care.
But I feel like
it's not as fun. Whatever their thing is, whether it's vegan, whatever, they don't eat carbs, they don't whatever. It's like when you want to go out to
carbs.
Eat good food,
right.
it's not the same
But
experience.
Some vegan restaurants be banging though. Like some vegan,
yes.
I've been
LA?
To a couple. Yeah,
what I've been, name
one is Hope on Ventura in Studio City. Good food.
Hope,
it's called Hope. Yeah,
okay,
right by the studio.
Gracias Madre is good. That's like the most popular one.
I mean, but that's just for anything, man. I mean, you know, I think sometimes it's interesting to hang with people that don't like what you like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like even with religion, that get weird.
Like, because
I could be friends with any religious person. Cause I'm not religious, so I don't give a shit. Like I'm not gonna be mad if you this or if that. Cause I'm like, all right, cool, that's for you. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like so.
Yeah.
Like I'm.
Would you believe in God?
Yeah.
Oh.
I believe in God.
So when you say you're religious, you don't follow anyone.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't believe in religion. I believe in God, and I don't think God has a religion.
Yeah.
What's God's religion?
Humanity.
Depends on who you ask. Depends on which religion you ask.
Exactly. It depends on who you asking to manipulate God's word to get what they want from you. But you gonna get me with that.
It's so fun. So I feel like all my Christian friends, like
you must be Christian. Cause every time you say that, people Christian people be like, but she just sat here and say how she throw it back though.
I do. I never said I was like super Bible thumping. Like
right.
I do my thing.
Yeah,
Jesus and me got different relationships.
I don't deal with Bible thumpers at all.
Yeah.
If you can't make a point to me without the Bible, then I know you bullshit.
If you can't make a point without the Bible,
yeah, I know you bullshit.
Yeah.
Then now you being a manipulator.
Yeah.
That's why you got to resort to that because you can't get your point across just on your own merit.
Yeah.
Now you want to use some words.
That's what happened with slavery.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what happens today still. You see these pastors? Run that check.
Hillsong, man. You know what Hillsong is? So there was this pastor. What was his name? Carl Lentz. You know who Carl Lentz is? So he was the pastor of Hillsong out in New York.
Wait, is he the one that Justin Bieber was like connected with?
No. That was another guy.
Is he the one that just got robbed?
No, he didn't get robbed. That's a black guy. Carl Lentz is a white guy.
Oh, okay.
Of this Hillsong. It's like where all the white people in New York go that are Christians. And he got caught fucking like having side bitches, mm-hmm. pretty much. And it was just a whole scandal, and they made a documentary about him. But it kind of collapsed all of the Hillsong empire, because they built him up like how the Lakers built up LeBron.
Right.
Everything was on Carl Lentz's shoulders. And then once it fell apart, it was just...
But it's like,
it's all bad.
Why is it LeBron comparison?
I don't know.
Is that news though?
What, pastors fucking their side bitches?
I mean, is that news really?
Like, no, that's tough.
And it goes tough. It goes back to people just worship celebrities.
This has become the theme of the conversation today.
If we stop worshiping celebrities, a lot of people put too much faith and belief in. Just regular men.
Well, that's what happened. So in the documentary, all the followers of the church were just like, I'm just so broke. And then they kind of turned into not, they were like, what are atheists?
Right.
They swung the complete other end. And I was like, damn, all it took was Carl fucking some bitches to not believe in God. That was
it. Weird to me, because then that was it. You didn't really believe in God. You believed in that person. You,
that's
you
what
had
I'm trying
infatuation to say. Yeah. With how that person led
they,
the church.
They not believing in God. They believed in that person.
But a good pastor will, you know, stumble and fall or whatever, but his congregation will still hold. Like, I believe that there are not, like, you don't have to be an amazing pastor, but like sometimes you lead the people to God. Don't do that. Don't do that. Sometimes you lead people to God, and sometimes that's all they needed. They needed somebody to bring them in, and now they have a God. But you need a personal relationship with God, not a church.
Like, why don't pastors get any grace?
I thought you were going to say, why don't pastors get any
grace? They do get grace. They get a whole lot of grace.
They don't really, though. Like that, like one affair and you're done.
Nah,
like,
it depends.
Because you're a pastor. Like, but, that's the one thing you're not supposed to do.
I feel like that's not
the
true.
The one thing?
That's
stealing money, fucking bitches, killing people.
Them black women be fighting for their pastor. I don't know what y'all talk about. Because they be like, we got to pray for pastor. Everybody ain't perfect. I don't know. Nah, pastors get a lot of chances.
Like, if you're
in the media, they get bashed
position,
terribly.
Right, but in their church?
No.
The church.
Yeah. So you feel like pastors should be held to a higher standard?
If you're at that morals. Level, I think that, yeah.
Like, Why are they any different from you, Rich?
You said if they're at their level, if they're at that level. If it's their first week into being a pastor and they get caught up in some stuff, can we give them grace then?
Oh, wait, say again.
First week of pastor school.
If it's their first weekend and they get caught up having an affair, can we give them grace?
How many people are they leading?
What? We're grading on a curve.
He has a book.
How many people are
per
you
capita,
in
yes, per capita? Per capita, like, you know what I mean?
You know, you get two bitches per every 10,000 followers. I feel like that works, right?
I like that. I'm not mad at that.
I think that works.
I mean, I feel like it's almost like president gets some head. What? I mean, he is the president. Golly, come on,
let it slide.
Like, come on, he's running the country. Like, that's stressful.
This is.
I feel like
we ain't got the same problem.
I feel like being president should come with head. I feel like your wife should be like, call what you call it in the West Wing to come.
Yeah,
that sounds about right. You out because you a first lady. You got all this. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a first lady. I don't have nothing to do. But
yeah, but
no, head.
You got all these charities. You got to. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna be charitable with the head. I don't understand.
But
what's
you might
happening?
Not be in town. So
where are you going without me? Us is leaving the country.
I'm going to Iraq. You don't want
to
go there.
I need to go. Iraq. I gotta see. I'm a hover lover. It's not happening.
No, but
a hover lover.
I agree with him too. I agree with Rich though. I feel like too much is given, much is expected. So if you want to hold a leadership position, you should have leadership. Granted, everybody fall. So I agree with that. I'm not saying like if you're a pastor, you make one mistake, you should be gone. But you should. It's just like police. They should be held to. Only in this country where citizens don't get to be scared for their life. Yeah. Only the trained police with guns, bulletproof vests, tasers, they get to be scared. Us, we got to act accordingly at all time. Dog biting, you still just got to be like, just stay still.
Wait,
remember your training.
Can I see that face one more time?
That's the dog biting.
Yeah, because the dog biting. This got to be your reaction.
They be like, don't move. Don't move. He's biting.
The
don't
dog
move.
Is biting the shit. I don't move. Like, okay. You know, like, but the police get to be scared out of their ass for anything. Anything that say, oh, I thought the baby was a gun. Everything they see, they thought was a gun. So it's just like we put people in leadership positions, but don't have leadership. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
preach.
So you're saying in certain professions,
I feel like every as a leader, once you become a leader in every profession.
Okay, but you're not expecting police to be faithful to their wives, right?
They no, have I'm talking about within the position.
Yeah. Wait, no. What's the pastor? Like, what's within the pastor?
What a pastor, his whole thing is based off
morality.
Morality.
Yeah, of what?
Police is not really based. Some morality is not don't steal and stuff like that, but you could be a great police officer and cheat on your wife. And I think you could be a great pastor and cheat on your wife. But don't get caught because then it looks weird.
It's bad for the brand.
Yeah, but if a police get caught, I'm not going to be like, I'm not calling 911 no more. Like, they be cheating on their, you know? Like, I don't give a damn what he do.
Like, so UPS has like a terrible track record of like drivers. They are just known for being unfaithful to their wives.
What?
Well, yeah. They travel a lot. Packages.
They travel.
They're the new milkman.
It's like part of the union that they can like, provide a divorce lawyer. Like, it's very like it's just bad. So you feel like that you okay with him? He's cheating. Then you know what they say about cheaters and liars and lies.
I'm not saying I'm okay with anybody cheating, but I'm saying if it don't affect my if the UPS driver is cheating on his wife, and within him cheating, he didn't deliver my package, then we got a problem with
that's
it.
That's exactly.
That's not got a problem with
job.
It.
It's
yeah.
slippery slope.
Exactly. But if he's still delivering my package at 12:30, okay.
Like, he's trying to hurry up so he can get to his...
Why would I be mad? Well, he need to lose it. Okay, put it this way. If everybody who cheated lost their job, there'd be a whole lot of openings in this country. You might not be here tomorrow.
I don't cheat. I'm looking for a man also. Yeah. Camera.
But I'm just saying...
Which camera?
Like,
right there.
Okay. You can't... You know, I feel like... Come on, like... You know, even when the whole... I don't know how old y'all when the whole... Bill Clinton. Yeah. Like, what that got to do with the country? The economy was good. Crime was down. Like, okay. He's doing a great job.
Yeah.
It's all the head.
It probably was the head.
Monica saved us.
Yeah. Pressure ain't been that good since.
Mm-hmm.
These presidents need their dicks up.
That's a valid point.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, but I mean, I feel like you got a leadership. If you, I think as long as you're doing your job within the job, I don't care about your person. I don't care what Lonnie do outside. As long as the line up right, she keep make, don't run the light, get people on stage. I don't care if she eat a dog sandwich after this. Like, okay.
That was racist. Would you have said that to a black person?
I don't even look at you as not black, to be honest with you, Lonnie.
Lonnie, you're black.
I don't know if you know
you're
that.
You're black.
I don't think nobody look at you as you are. You black.
This is when you know Lonnie's black, is when like all the black people just use nigga around Lonnie.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable using it around you.
Honestly,
Lonnie.
This is no joke. Till she just said that, I was like, oh. I never even looked at you like that. I just realized that you're not black.
She's definitely making you do the first impressions now.
Right. I was like, oh, you definitely gotta do this. Yeah, you're not black. Yeah,
that's
damn.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, but oh your daughter is mixed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See? Yeah.
Yeah.
You black father? What's that? You have black in you? Okay. There it is. You had black in you, so for 9 months.
I just want to be employed here, so I can't really
I'm
comment.
Talking about her daughter. I said for 9 months. Yeah, beautiful daughter.
Oh, that,
on some real, though, black and Asian people is a beautiful mix.
It is.
Oh, my God. That's a you don't think so? Oh, my,
I don't,
okay.
like, to, I don't like to fetishize people based off their race, so oh, I don't have anything
well,
to say.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah. I don't want a problem.
You could be fake if you want.
So what kind of... What kind of?
Well, black mixed with anything. Like, what?
It's probably just my little preference.
Yeah.
If I was going to go other, it's going to be black and Asian.
Listen,
You would go Asian.
Black and Asian.
I think I would go Latina.
I would prefer, if I could make my own, it's rare to find.
Okay.
Asian mother. I mean, black mother, Asian father. But it's never that combination. It's always black father,
mother,
Asian.
Asian it's never, father.
It's never Asian man, period. Yeah. Unless it's the Asian woman.
Asians are kind of racist. Like, high key.
Well, no, it's everyone. No one wants an Asian man. It's everyone else that's racist.
No, I grew up in, like, an Asian community. I don't know if you knew this. I grew up in, like, Hacienda Heights. Mm. So I was the only black kid for, like, preschool. all the way to seventh grade. Mm-hmm. And it was around sixth, seventh grade when all the Asian parents stopped, like, told their kids to stop hanging out with that nigga. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, 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 they are.
Yeah, and
no,
I feel
my
like
my mom had a real issue with me dating black men.
They are
really
racist. Yeah. Well, you know, it came from when they came here for the railroad thing.
Because they wanted to level up, right?
Well, white people purposely pushed them up to just trying to push black people back. So they purposely pushed them up because they was willing to just accept everything. Well, mm-hmm. black people had been here already fighting civil rights and all this stuff. But when the Asian thing started happening, the Asians was like, cool, we'll do whatever. We'll get whatever y'all give us. And then they was doing the railroad thing, and then they just kind of pushed them up over black people because mm-hmm. it's just another way to minimize.
So if you had to break it down in terms of, like, the hierarchy of racists, like, races, where are we at? Who's at the bottom of the totem pole? Who's at the top of the totem pole?
Wait, you mean as far as who's racist?
No, not racist. Who, like the races, like classes. Oh, like, who's at the top?
To me, I guess it would be whites, of course.
At the top?
Asians, Hispanic, and black.
The ranking system is the problem.
You think the blacks are under the Mexicans?
Yes. Blacks are under everywhere in the world.
Really?
Yes.
Where do you know black people not being discriminated against?
No, I'm not saying discriminated, but I feel like I don't know any black
people. You in California.
No, I don't know any black people picking, like, in the strawberry fields.
You in,
I don't know.
You in California.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
You're not thinking outside of L.A.
L.A.
Most L.A. people, for some reason, L.A. people like to think L.A. is the world.
This is fact.
I heard there's still slaves in, like, Mississippi.
L.A. is not the world.
This is true. My perspective is very narrow. Yeah. Yes.
I'm telling you, if you get a fair-skinned looking Mexican woman in your black ass, who you think they going to go after? Like, even if you was to go to France, mm-hmm. who you think might get better service? You a fair-skinned Mexican or you?
Well, you're saying a fair-skinned, like, she could pass for a white.
White.
But not even. But white people be knowing it's still that. It's still more acceptable. You know what I'm saying? That's why you see a lot of these Mexicans was for Trump. Because they trying to fight to be accepted. Mm-hmm. And they feel like everybody wants to push away from being black. Everybody want to be like, I ain't. You know what I'm saying?
So to your point, Too Short was getting canceled because he was talking to Sweetie. And he was telling her that, like, he thinks that she's pretty because he's got a preference towards, like, you know, like, mixed girls.
Right.
And it was, like, a huge, like, issue. She is.
Yeah, her mom is Asian.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, and it was, like, a really huge issue, which is why I stay away from saying anything about having a preference about anybody.
I wasn't saying a preference. I was just saying, like, where do you think? I would think that I was saying from a hardship standpoint, not, like, who's better.
But that's a white idea that there's a ranking. The whole point is, if you're not white, you're not right in this, like, country.
Period.
Yeah. There's no, like, better ethnicity. Like, it's
it's no better ethnicity, but what white people have done, they figured out a way to make us fight for that mm-hmm. number two spot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's all that's happening with the Asians and the Mexicans and blacks. Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying to fight for that. I think more so Asian and Mexicans are trying to fight for that number two spot. Well, black people, we got to the point where it's like...
I love being from LA because, like, it doesn't feel like there's a lot of, like, class diversity, like, as far as, like, being preferential. Like, everybody, they just hate us because we're not black. I mean, because we're not white.
Period.
Here, it's a lot of just, like, there's not, like, intense segregation in that point. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, nah, you're not white.
I would. So I think in LA, what people don't realize, the difference between, like, LA and New York, for instance, right? New York, you still... It's highly segregated in New York, but at least you still rub shoulders with everybody on the subway, right? L.A. is completely different because you just hop in your car. So you can never see black people if you don't want to based off of where you live. You hop in your car, you go to your job versus like a New York where you kind of are forced to interact with other people outside of who's different than you. So I'd say like L.A. is kind of baked in racism just in the infrastructure of how the city is built. Because if you live in Beverly Hills... You could go probably months without seeing black people.
No, not in L.A.
You don't think so?
No, L.A. is very diverse. Midwest segregated stuff is where you would not maybe see a black person. L.A., you're going to bump into a black person.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we're so diverse. Like, you're going to get the bird in the traffic. Like, you're going to see a black person somewhere. Like,
At the grocery store, like, you're going to bump into people. Maybe not your neighbors where you live, but your workplace, the grocery store, the gym, you're going to bump into Latinos, black people. Yeah.
Cal. Maybe not intentionally, but
on accident.
we gonna be around.
Okay, so I want to ask Malik about, we started talking about this on the phone earlier. So I was telling him I went to a comedy show recently at a theater. And I walked out because it was so not funny. And he was saying that once you get rich, he was saying, you know, like, that's a common, you know, thing in comedy culture that people say, that once you make money, you're not funny anymore. Because, like Malik said, comedy is rooted in pain. Mm. So I want to talk about that. Like, really, is that true? You think once you get some money, you're not funny anymore?
It's not an absolute, but it's just like, even with music, you look at everybody's first album. It's usually rare that their third album is going to be better than their first album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think as comedians, you start being so successful, you're doing so many things, and that hunger to hit the stage every night and, you know, call on him, come on, man, let me do five. You ain't doing that no more. And then also you start relying on your celebrity because people coming to see you anyway.
Mm.
I've been on many shows with a lot of big stars. Like, I personally wouldn't even open for nobody that's not a big celebrity because I feel stupid. But if you're a big celebrity, it's like, all right, well, shit. But people will come up to you, be like, man, you was funnier than him. Like, yeah, but I bet if they put my name up there, this bitch would be empty.
Mm.
So all that don't mean nothing to me. Yeah. I'm one of those comics that's, I'm a realist. Like, yeah, I'm funny as hell, but you ain't gonna come see me in no theater. So all that you saying is cool, but whatever, that dude sold the ticket, so it's all about him. But I do feel like, you know, you've been doing this 30 years, you got money, you got, sometimes you lose that edge a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's absolute for all comics. And I don't think it's the whole time. It could just be a little pivot. You know what I'm saying? Just going through some, you're feeling yourself a little bit, and sometimes you get that hunger back and you back. And you like, if anybody got like, I would say, let's say any comedian got, I'm going to guess, if you got over 6 specials, I'm going to say one of them not that fire.
The one that comes to mind for me is the pandemic Kevin Hart special.
Mm-hmm. But it don't matter. That's
the one. I felt like that was his dip, and then he came back way stronger on that next one.
And then he on fire.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is anybody that does that much body of work,
mm-hmm.
come on, man. It's hard to just,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Lil Wayne, you're not going to have 6 Carters. You're going to have Carter 2.
It's coming out.
Dave, but, no, what I'm saying, had a dip.
Number one.
Dave Chappelle has not had it.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I say, but it's not
Dave
absolute.
Chappelle.
But
he's like.
But I also say it's not absolute.
Yeah,
like you just said, he's Dave Chappelle. If everybody was doing it, he wouldn't be Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
If everybody could do If it was easy, everybody would do it. So it's always a, you know, obsession to the rule, and that's fucking Dave Chappelle. It was Kobe Bryant. It was LeBron James. You know, like, it's always going to be. But overall, think about it. If somebody got 6, that's 6 hours of material, bro.
Yeah.
That's like leaving here, driving to San Francisco. They still on stage.
Yeah,
like, that's a lot, dude.
It's a lot.
To me, if you got 5, 6 specials, I don't care if 3 of them was terrible. Mm-hmm. That's still amazing to me. That's still, like, I still give props and respect. So I never, like, judge comedians that's done what I haven't done. You know what I'm saying? When she called me and told me, I was like, well, you know, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think he's an amazing comic.
Yeah.
Everybody going.
Who's your list? Who's your lineup? If you're stacking and building your show.
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
I've never been one of those dudes.
Like if you're producing a comedy special.
Oh, then it goes back to business. It's business.
Okay.
It ain't about who I like.
Comedians.
Yeah,
it ain't. I don't care. It ain't about who I like.
Who's on your list?
Like,
who's your favorite social media right now?
I don't know. No, people not doing stuff on social media like that no more, though. Like,
what do you mean?
The sketches, I don't
see
them.
Yes, they are. That's my
Or maybe job. I don't follow. Man, we got to talk, niggas. I don't really see them no more like that. Like,
A lot of them,
people doing talking heads now, like their opinion on stuff.
A lot of them are moving into either, like, feature work and trying to get, like, writing jobs and doing, like, work that isn't considered, like, sketch, like sketches, like, you know, just hold the phone.
Right.
But, yeah, like, nah, people was doing sketches.
Oh, I don't follow that.
Do you watch comedy specials?
Yeah. You know what I'm envious about? And I do this on stage. I ain't do it today. Like, I want that white man freedom. Oh, it's like, you watch specials. I'm assuming everybody here watch comedy specials. Mm-hmm. The freedom these white boys have to just go on stage, it be looking like they didn't even know they was shooting a special tonight, that night. Like, they was going to Lowe's, and it's like, you want to do a comedy special? Like, well, fuck it. Yeah, let's go. You be like, this is what he wore? It be, yeah. When you look at it, you be like, wait, did they tell him? It was today.
Some dirty Skechers.
Bruh, they don't
jeans,
care.
Wrinkled black t-shirt.
And guess what? Don't nobody judge it. Everybody just listen to the comedy.
Yeah.
Let me do that. Oh, this nigga broke his head. How he get a special? Look at this broke ass. They ain't even listening to what I'm saying. I ain't even funny no more. This broke ass nigga. How this broke ass nigga get a special? I ain't watching this shit. You see this broke ass nigga? Ain't heard nothing I said.
Yeah.
That is, we should overlay your voice saying that with pictures of just like white comic specials.
Do it.
It's in black comic
specials.
I'm
trying to. Let me get a special. If they came to me right now and say, hey, we're going to shoot your special in November. Nigga, tomorrow. I'm like, nah, I don't like that. Nah, that ain't going to look right. The outfit going to change about 3-4 times.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But it's like that freedom that we don't give each other. Like,
would you ever take the risk and just.
It's sad to say, because I'll be honest with you. Like I said, I've been doing this a long time now, so everything is business for me now. After I do one and it hit, I would do that the next time. But introducing me to the bigger audience, the world, I'm going to do me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put on something. I'm not going to do the leather and all that, but I'm not going to wear a t-shirt and, you know what I mean, just look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But even in for me, if... When you black, if you don't carry yourself a certain way, people just don't respect you. They don't give you that props. They don't give you that, you know what I'm saying? Like, people will judge you by how you're dressed and decide, well, he can't be funny because he look broke, because if he was funny, he would be successful. They make that assessment that fast just when you walk on stage.
Yeah.
But if I walk on stage like this, they be like, well, I don't know, dude. But clearly, this dude must be something. So let me listen, because maybe it's me. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's why whenever I go on stage, people are like, wait, but he looks like he's getting it. So I should listen to him. Look, bro. Man, so what's up? What you going to do after the show? Like, they ain't listen to you.
That's so, as you were That's saying that, point. It was making me think, like, so if you were to do your first, like, that Netflix or whatever, where you drop it, what if that opening joke was that?
It would
where
be
you,
that.
You, like, you just address the elephant in the room.
I do it on stage. I'd be like, we don't give ourselves that freedom to just, like, we are biggest critics. Sometimes we hold each other back. Like, we don't have that freedom to just be. But these white boys could just focus on the art. They ain't got to worry about none of that other stuff, because people gonna come.
What was the name of Burnham's special during the pandemic? What was it? Bo Burnham? The one where he was inside?
I didn't see it.
You guys didn't see that one.
Mm-mm. I didn't see it.
What?
Send it out.
No, you had this. You saw it. The one where it was just him and he was inside of a room for the entire pandemic, and then he filmed a comedy special inside of his apartment.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Watch it.
I don't know this man.
Bo Burnham?
Wait, yeah.
Insert Kiki Palmer meme. I've never seen this man.
Sorry to this man.
No, so Bo Burnham was the one of the EPs on Jared Carmichael's special.
Gerard
Carmichael. Sorry, his special.
Okay,
but that's kind of where that feel on his special came from, was just that different interpretation.
They have white comedians have so much freedom, even in the creativity.
Yeah.
Like, you ever, I don't know if y'all seen Righteous Gemstones?
Yeah, with Danny McBride.
Oh my God, the stuff they do on there, like, they would never let a black cast, black people wouldn't let a black cast get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
They could just be super, you know, in touch with feelings and do, like, certain jokes, you'd be like, if black people did it, nigga, you gay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the nigga you gay bucket.
Yeah. It's just like,
anytime you try to push it.
Like, the whole thing, I be seeing dudes be talking, you until jumped in, and then, you know, dude, look up, pause. Like, dude, I ain't never saying no goddamn pause. I'm a grown ass man. I said what I said. If you think I'm gay, nigga, cool.
Yeah.
So you're very,
like, I'm not saying no pause.
You're very observational about the problems. I want to know what the solution is.
Me calling it out, me always being different and doing me.
But you're not gonna wear a t-shirt on your special.
Yeah, we gotta.
No, because that's not me though. If it was me, I would do it.
I feel like just as a producer, someone in your position, right? It's like figuring out a way to take a risk where you can do a project like a Righteous Gemstones.
Right.
Like, someone has to do it.
Right.
Someone has to write that script. Someone has to produce it and finance it and push it across.
This is what I tell you. Like,
you don't think black people show up?
I think you have to wait to know when to pull the trigger on certain things.
Okay.
Like, it's not about, you got to play smart. You got to play chess. Like, I was pitching this show to CBS. And
this is the upcoming one, right?
Yeah, I pitched a show. I wanted to be based off my family, which is, you know, my parents were Haitian, so I wanted to highlight that. But they already have a show on there with an African and a white family. So to be smart, I'm like, you know what I got to do? I got to get in first. I got to hit them with one, become a name, become a...
Show them you're reliable.
Show them my worth, and then I could come back later on that other one. Because if I shoot this one up top, it's CBS. It's a white network. They're going to be like, we already got Africans. Now we're doing Haitians. So you have to be smart.
Isn't that CBS. The same thing?
Exactly. But if I'm Kenya Barris, if I'm Shonda Rhimes, they're going to let me do what the fuck I want to do. So I got to get them first. So like you saying, even with the clothes.
You got to get them first.
I got to get them first. Yeah. I got to introduce them to me, and then they'll accept whatever it is I bring after that. But you only get one chance to make a first impression.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to dress, like I'm not going to wear the leather because that's not me, but I'm also not going to just wear a t-shirt, dirty ass t-shirt, because that's not me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's not, I want to look good. I want to, you know, but I also don't want people to just be focusing on clothes.
Yeah.
And I think that's why the white boys purposely don't, because they don't have to worry about that. Nobody's going to see, like, let me see what he got on.
Yeah.
Niggas be ready, like, oh, I'm finna see what he finna put on this special. Like,
that's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just cultural as a whole, not just the comedy specials. I mean, people talk about that all the time. There's so many jokes about, you know, rich white.
Now,
you
say,
would never know that.
Rappers
rich.
Don't get that.
You do a that's joke me. About I do Jay that. Sean. Yeah, yeah, Jay
I do
Sean.
That.
Joke.
Yeah, I should have did that today. That's the part I missed. Damn, I forgot to do that one about the money.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, it's like, we like even when I just, him, what he said? Oh, I see you got it. I see you got on the Rolex. Da, 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 da. It's a whole different respect level.
Just I like, you don't even think I would have respected him if he came in bummy?
You would have, but I'm telling you, you don't even realize you do it. It's like, what's... Who's this nigga?
Well, we know you though, so it's a little different.
I think it
if
is
we different. Didn't know you, then yes.
It still would be like, okay, well, who's this? Who are you finna talk to?
Is that wrong?
It's not
like if
wrong.
If we're meeting for a business meeting,
no,
and you look
wrong.
Put together and you look like you're successful.
It's not wrong. It goes to show you how bad they've done us. When we do see somebody successful, we like, because we think everybody's successful, we know. Because most successful, like, look at most of our leaders are celebrities. We don't have real leaders. It's fucking ball players and rappers. And so for most black people, these are the successful people. So when they see a regular person like me, oh, you're a comedian, but I don't know you. So how are you a comedian? So if I don't look successful, they like, oh, that's why I don't know you, because you ain't successful. But if I look successful, they be like, well, maybe I got to do my research. Who is this guy?
That's deep.
That's real. That's so... It's not that deep.
It's deep.
Dude, he just did it. People do it every day.
All okay, right, so next week, I'm coming in you. With a fake Rolex.
Let me break it down to you.
You try to put on that hat.
Watch this. Watch this, though. Watch this. If Kevin would have came, would you say Rolex?
Kevin.
Kevin Hart. Uh-huh. You wouldn't even said that. Because you expect him to have that.
True.
So people do it every day. It's not as deep as you think.
He started.
I'm talking about Kevin now, nigga. Don't do all that.
No. I'm saying
Kevin today.
No, Kevin Hart right now. I feel like. So I've seen him recently, and he was just low key with it.
He had a hoodie, but trust me, his watch wasn't low key.
No, I see what you're saying. There's always that one piece.
His hoodie's not low key.
And he's reached the level where you know he has money.
That's
it's like Leonardo DiCaprio driving a Prius. It's like,
but that's what I just said.
You're right.
If Kevin came, he wouldn't point out the Rolex because he expects that.
You're right.
So that's what it's not as deep as you think it is. We do it every day.
I was thinking, like, as far as like if I seen somebody walking past, like two guys walking past me, like, yeah, the flashier one is like, oh, okay, what you got going on?
Right.
The other one might be a better choice, but you can't see it. You know what I mean?
But that's because society has made us be in awe whenever we see a successful black man. Because even when the police pull over a black dude in a nice car for no reason, the only reason he's doing that because society has told him the only way this man got this black car, he had to do something illegal. Selling so go drugs. Check it out. Because society told that police officer, he's not supposed to be in an S class. Mm. So let me check this out. Let me investigate. And we do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We do it every day. We stereotype. We do all that. We do it to each other. I know I do it.
I don't know what you mean about that, though.
About what?
Like, saying, like, feeling some type of way when someone looks successful. Isn't that?
I don't feel like, no type of way.
I mean.
No, it's not. I'm not offended. What I'm saying is when you're not known like that in our doing comedy or doing whatever entertainment, if you don't look successful, black people will not embrace you like that. They will treat you like, that's why I don't know him.
Well, I knew what you're saying. You're like not going to get the benefit of the doubt.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's
an uphill battle.
Just is it just comedy?
Well, I'm only speaking for comedy.
No, I think
first of all,
we're going
to
do
it. If you wore the same raggedy outfit to a white club, they're still going to be like, oh, who's this guy? Like, versus black people are like,
nah.
Exactly.
Who's that nigga?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. There is a difference.
They do
okay.
that.
So we're at an hour. I want to be respectful of your time. So we want to get to these questions that
Let's
we have for you. These are kind of just quick hits. First one. When is it okay for your friends to start following your significant other on social media?
When I don't care no more.
About her?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so that's you can't be with the person. I'm saying, like, if you're together with the person.
No, he say, your ex, you said,
no,
right?
No, your significant other.
What was it? Wait.
You're dating someone right now. You got a woman.
If you're dating,
can your friends follow her?
Oh, yeah.
You don't care about that?
I don't care about
that. Is it okay, like, first date? Like, you know, they just met her. Well, not first date, but, like, you know, y'all first time. Your first time bringing her around the homes. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay. Follow me on
that's
the
too
yeah.
soon.
That seems a lot.
Wait, for soon. Her to say it?
No, for them to be like, yo, let me get you.
Well, I guess I wouldn't be in that kind of situation. Like, again, all my friends are older and they ain't on that. Like,
yeah.
Ain't nobody.
Must be nice, man.
Yeah, I don't hang around
I feel
young
like
dudes.
My friends?
Yeah.
They're my friends, but sometimes it'd be like, bro, like, you just met her 2 hours ago and y'all already friends on social media. Like,
yeah, that's a little weird.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're not your friends.
Yeah.
I'm not your friend because your friend wouldn't do that. Yeah. Or you need to hang around some adults.
Oh, so he's 20 can hang out with 40-year-olds now.
Well, at least 25 because the 20 ain't working.
Okay, we got this next one. What's a non-sexual thing that turns you on?
Well, if it turns you on, that's weird. It's sexual.
No,
like a non-sexual, like
I'll give you a good example.
Yeah, what's
for
example?
A minute. Like my man when he reverses and he puts his like hand on my seat to like look back. I think that's super sexy.
So y'all ain't got no backup camera.
No, we do. We do. I was just thinking you don't look back anymore.
No, I look
with
back.
The back.
Yeah, I do the joke.
Back.
I do the
yeah.
joke. I
still
I do a joke
look
about
back.
My son looking back. I guess everything I'm thinking of is it feels sexual to me.
Okay.
Throw out an idea. What you got?
Like if a woman put her feet on my lap.
Oh, that's not
and her feet is pretty.
On your lap or on
yeah.
your dick?
On my lap.
Okay.
Or if she when we riding, okay, this probably knows. If she when we riding, she got pretty feet, she put her feet on the dashboard. Yeah, that is.
So
oh, you have a foot
so,
no,
so, so we know what type of porn you're watching.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But if they ugly, that turned me off.
Got it.
Then I just put on two show bitches ain't shit. Subliminal is just like, bitch.
Yeah, you're pushing it.
Real quick, do our pretty feet manicured feet or like can she just have like natural nice feet?
Just natural pretty feet or manicured feet, as long as they pretty.
Can her feet be bigger than yours?
No, that turn off. No, hell no.
What does pretty mean? The second toe is like not longer than the
yeah,
big toe?
You know, yeah. Like it goes like it slopes down.
It's a
slope. Like,
it's
yeah,
a 45-degree
yeah, yeah,
angle.
Yeah, 45-degree.
Yeah, that's about right.
I don't like to go. You know, yeah, it's like it goes like
some
that.
Got that toe and then they got the.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah.
Picking up spoons and banana, opening banana peels.
That's how I look at women like this. Yeah, I look feet up.
Do you compliment feet like when
yeah.
you meet a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so for real, do you have a foot fetish? You have a foot fetish?
I don't know if it's a fetish because I don't really.
Most obvious question of the night.
But I don't do nothing with it. It's just I like to see it. I'm not like.
How much have you paid for feet pictures?
Nothing. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing nothing with it. It's just you know, it's good to look at. It's like a Christmas tree. I ain't doing nothing, but I like it to look nice.
I like that with calves. Huh? I like men's calves.
See? There you go.
Like I'm like that with titties.
Look, we all got a thing.
I love,
You a titty man. What's your thing? What you like?
Yeah.
Women like stuff.
I like this arm muscle right there.
You like tricep.
It's like a handle. Tricep. It's so nice.
Wait, yours, move the mic. Move the mic.
Yours cut deep.
Woo-wee.
Tricep
just cut.
Handle.
Yeah, see, everybody. That's the thing, like. Everybody has a thing. People be, you weird. You got a thing. Everybody got a thing.
It's not weird.
Well, the boobs, the, like legs, like abs, right. Ass. That's kind of
easy.
The normal.
Yeah, that's easy. Yeah.
I think my non-social thing would be like a smile, like you know, like a nice
kind of smile.
That's important. That's important. That's important. And I like a woman with style. Like I can't date a woman that I dress better than. Because Lonnie know like. A lot of we be around a lot of comments, bitch. You ain't even come around here and embarrass me. They talking about you.
Look at Malik over there with that raggedy bitch. Oh man, old can't dress ass. Found her at the Goodwill. Man, what the fuck?
I hit with a bum bitch. God damn. I pick up. I'm like, so don't wear that.
Lonnie called. She said she canceled my set.
Yeah, you know what? We just, you know what? Let's just go get something to eat.
I don't even do comedy no more. That's like, crazy.
Yeah, you gotta walk around. You gotta be fly. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good story.
Gotta be fly.
What's the craziest lie you told and got away with?
I don't think you ever really get away with a lie. Mm. I mean, so far I got away, but I don't think you ever get away with
a
lie.
Right,
man.
Now you ain't.
Yeah.
You don't seem like a liar, though.
No, you don't.
Very honest.
I lie. Oh. I be lying. Okay. I be lying.
Like what?
We all be lying. I don't know.
Well, you can't say it because then web will unravel.
Yeah. But I don't think I outright lie.
Yeah.
Only time I lie if I'm like jammed up. I think one lie I would say I do. I mean, I think we all done this. Like, I'd be like, oh, man, I just saw this.
Oh, man, that's my favorite
I responded
lie.
In my head and forgot to text
right.
back.
Yeah.
I didn't push send. My bad.
But sometimes it'd be real, like, you'll see the text and you're doing something and you meant to respond and now it's like 2 days. You're like, fuck. Yeah. So trying to tell that truth is harder than just be like, I just saw this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You people are like, I saw it, but then this happened. They almost don't believe that part. It'd be like, that was the truth, so I'm going to just tell a lie.
Yeah. I'd be lying about being on my way. I'm never
oh,
on
yeah,
my
well,
way.
Yeah. I'm never. Everybody know that. Come
I can't
on.
Stand y'all.
I hate people like that.
I hate it.
Yeah. I can't do it.
Why are you lying?
I be on my way. I'm on my way to walk out the door.
It's not
I'm
the same.
I'm on my way.
Nah, bro. Mm-hmm.
But why do you think that helps anything?
It just pisses off the person waiting for you.
Yeah, because then we're like, oh, you're on your way. It only takes 15 minutes. You
right.
should be here in 15
and that's
45
minutes.
And now 30 minutes later. Yeah.
Because if I tell you I didn't leave the house yet, you're going to be like, but you knew we was about to meet. Why you ain't leave the house yet? Now we got this whole conversation. I'm still going to be late.
But you did. But why are you late like that? That's disrespectful.
It's not all the time. Things happen.
Nothing happens.
What do you
nothing
mean?
Happens.
This
you,
is proper time
you was just
management.
Sitting your ass down chilling.
You don't ever overbook yourself on other things?
No.
It's called time management.
Also, social media is an important part of taking a shower. Because you got to find the right song. And then you got to check and make sure that you didn't miss nothing on the Shade Room. None of that ever happens to you?
I don't even follow the Shade Room. So, what am I going to miss on the Shade Room?
I don't know. But sometimes
what's
everything.
What's sad is
well,
lucky,
news
I get
on
all
the
my
shade
news.
Room.
I get all my news from the Shade Room.
So, you don't get no news. You get gossip.
My homegirl runs it, so
you get gossip.
Shout out Angelique.
Nothing against the Shade Room.
They got some news on there.
Nothing against Angelica. The Shade Room. I don't think it's nothing against it, but you can't say you get news.
You do get
they
news.
Get news. I mean,
they do news. They do news. Mm-hmm. They sprinkle the news in between the ratchetism.
Okay. Yeah. So you got it. It's like Marshalls. You got to just go through it. And
you got to comb through.
Yeah, okay.
That's
right.
Diamonds
like
in there.
Ross.
That's some stuff. That's
more
some
like
stuff.
Ross.
I right, look like Ross. They go like they go in left sock. Just got
ratchetivity.
Ratchetivity, social media. I've learned two new terms.
Okay, we got two more questions. When was the last time you got into a physical fight with somebody and why?
Oh, man. That probably was like, I don't know, probably high school? I don't really. Yeah, it's been a while.
That means
time.
You're a mature adult.
Yeah, I ain't really. I feel like I might have got a college fight, but I can't remember. But it's been a while.
Yeah, you're not a fighter. You talk your way out of it.
I'm a fighter, but it's I'm not a fighter. I'm not out here starting shit. Like, I feel like that's a fighter. Like, this is looking to, I'm not a fighter, but, you know, I'm grown. You know what I'm saying? But I fight somebody. I fuck somebody up. Yeah. Okay. I would. But I don't want to.
There goes Lonnie just answering phone calls during the podcast.
Yeah, I don't want to fight nobody. But
you like being fired, don't you? You don't want to be here next week? Lonnie, I ain't saying when you do the playback, I ain't say that.
last question. This is just a wrap. So what does Chocolate Sundays mean to you?
It's a comedy show.
Whoever typed that question thought it was about to be profound.
What? It's a comedy show.
Take two.
I get to do comedy.
Okay, and now for the meaningful answer. Ready?
Comedy show. I get to do comedy. I mean, I love coming here. What I like about the Chocolate Sunday audience is very diverse. And I feel like that's my comedy. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a black comedian. I'm not a white comedian. I'm just a comedian. You know, I could do 5,000 Crips, 5,000 Jews. You know, so this crowd gives you a little bit of all that. So all your jokes are hitting somebody, even like harder than the, you know, next person. Because it's like, oh, I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Sometimes if a comedian does like one demographic, you'll see that they'll struggle when they come to a crowd like this. Because they used to just doing all white, all black, all Hispanic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like watching comedy where I'm watching a black dude talk about being black for an hour, or a Spanish person talk about being Spanish for an hour.
I feel like that's the entry level. And then the second tier is like relating just on a human level to everybody versus just a specific demographic.
Yeah, like I talk about whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, so this show gives you that opportunity.
It's great.
It'd be Armenians in here, black people, white people, Spanish people, older, young, divorced, single, like whatever. You know what I mean? You touching all those people. So that's the one great thing I like about what Lonnie and Pookie has done marketing this show. Like, the diversity, you can't beat it.
Yeah.
You can't beat the diversity in this club.
Amazing. So,
love that.
It's beautiful, cool. Man. You know, touch the world. Like, I went to Cairo and Jordan.
And so, killed.
Jordan.
Yeah.
That's where all the like dudes that look like they played in Taken. Hey, buddy, come here, buddy. All of them look scary and mean. Come here, buddy. Jordan. So, like, you'll meet some comedians. They'll be like, yeah, I performed in Korea, I performed in Japan. But they don't tell you it was a military base. I performed in Jordan.
For the Jordan people
that went to work that day at the Jordan warehouse.
In the language barrier, nothing.
Nope, just English, and they got everything. Huh. Then we went to Cairo, same thing.
Wow.
City of Cairo, not a military base, and you know what I mean? So that really made my confidence like,
yeah.
Like when I did it in for some reason, Jordan felt harder for me than Cairo, because Jordan was real Muslim. Cairo was a little relaxed, you know what I'm saying? Jordan was like Muslim country.
Yeah.
You don't play that shit. So it was a little scary. Like, I ain't gonna say this, I ain't gonna say that.
Wow.
No cursing?
I curse, but it's like they tell you pull back on the sexual content, which I don't have a lot of sexual content, so that wasn't that hard. But they tell you straight up, like, hey, you ain't finna suck in dick custard there.
Wow.
That's amazing. Yeah, man.
Well, thank you for joining us on the Scoop, man, on the podcast. This is a great conversation.
There's a lot right there. Where
can we find you on social, and if you have any shows coming up?
Malik S Comedy, MALIKS Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, J Date Backpage, Farmers Only. I'm on everything. Tinder, I'm on everything. Yeah.
Excellent.
Swipe right, ladies.
Yeah, I'm not on Tinder. Don't look for me.
OnlyFans though.
That feels creepy. Yeah. I like meeting women the old fashioned way.
Mm-hmm.
At Ralph's. Yeah. Yeah, and a tampon.
So you know it's real.
I know it's real. And she ain't pregnant.
She ready to go.
She ready to go. At least in 5-7 days.
Oh my.
And where can we find you, Kelly?
I'm like Kelly Scott on every platform. L I K E S. you know why I'm flustered? You said this is nice, and then I was like, that my arms is nice. Anyways.
Okay.
Like Kelly Scott on every platform, YouTube, Facebook, all that. And I might be on OnlyFans, so.
Boom. Might be.
Selling feet pics. Watch out.
Shit get hard.
You can find me at IG, just Rich Made That One, number one. And this has been your Sunday Scoop.